The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
Gina Jeffries, you are going to school us on some new words.
I am.
What are we adding into the dictionary?
All right, so I actually currently have one of these, a floor dobe. So that's when all your clothes are on the floor. I didn't mean to have one, but you know, sometimes when you're trying on, you're going out, you might not know about this, Maddie, but as girls particularly, something just doesn't look right and you try on about 10 different things and leave everything on the floor for when you get home. That happens to Loz and I all the time. That's a floor dobe.
Yeah, I hang my clothes on the floor all the time. Does Bella's head in.
Floor dobe. So does my husband. Mm-hmm. Like, he puts his dirty clothes on on the floor next to his bed.
And of course, the
washing basket is like 1 meter from there.
Yeah, but it's not where he is. So it can just go on the floor ready to go into the washing basket.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Oh, totally. There's the chair drobe, which is when you just drape your clothes over the chair. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a chair drobe. There's today, Blur's Day.
Oh, today is Blur's Day.
When you don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
Blur's Day. I think that's a keeper.
Congratulations to everyone who managed to remember to take today off annual leave. Rookie error from us.
Why didn't we think of it?
7:17 on Blur's Day.
Procrastinating. That's the tendency to not start anything until you've had your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk to me. No. not a good space.
No.
Deja vu. Oh. When you feel like you've heard that before.
You heard that plop before?
Shh.
Oh, right. Yes. I was trying
not to swear.
Yeah.
Well, the kids
are. No, I like that. Yep.
Stress laxing. That's being stressed that relaxing makes you more stressed because you're not working on what's making you stressed. I get that all the time.
Yeah.
And my favourite, the mantrum, the childish behaviour displayed by a man when he doesn't get his way.
What do you mean? That's not real! J-Lo's jeans, Gina. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I was going to talk about jeans because J-Lo has come up with... You know how jeans have been through quite the journey over the life of the jean?
Yeah.
Hers are the weirdest ever. But let me start. Have you got jeans on today, Maddie?
I do have my jeans on.
Which ones have you got?
I've got Wrangler Stranglers. They are... The super tight skinny leg. They've got a bit of a rip in the knee because I am trying to hold on to my youth as long as I can.
Very cool.
They are a 32 waist to 28 leg for people playing at home.
Oh, just in case anyone wants to buy a present.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're listening...
Jean Warehouse, if you're listening.
Oh, how good are they? Their jeans.
Or now I've just admitted how long my inner thigh is. It's the L28. Anyway, yeah, they're my jeans.
So jeans over the years, how it all started and where we got to. So it started with cowboys originally. So in the 1930s to 1953, jeans were Western inspired and just starting to get popular, but cowboys were wearing them. In 1954 to 1956, boxy jeans were in style where they had the cuff. If you remember, I think back to Happy Days.
Okay.
Where they were cuffed on the bottom. And the Fonz. And then what came in really in fashion was pairing jeans with a white T-shirt, the Fonz again.
And James Dean would have had a little
James
bit to do
Dean
with that as well.
James Dean had a lot to do with that. 1960s, jeans were tight at the waist and flared at the bottom. Then 1968, the bootcut jeans took over. And then we went a bit crazy. We went through skinny. Maddie, did you ever lie on a bed with a coat hanger trying to get the zip done up?
No, I've never been, no. Is that a thing?
Back when I was a kid, well, the stretch jeans weren't out yet, so you'd buy them and they'd be super duper tight. Mm. I think there were ones called gelato or something, they were in every colour of gelato, but my bestie Natalie and I'd have to lie on the bed and get an old metal coat hanger to get the zip done
that
up.
That is amazing.
We weren't thinking about going to the toilet later when we went out dancing.
Did you have to take a coat hanger in your handbag?
Yes. Then there were the mum jeans.
Is that the Fabergé? The Fabergé mum jeans?
Yep. High waist jeans. Oversized jeans were a real thing. Mm-hmm. I think there are still a thing. All of these are probably still a thing.
The oversized jeans are the ones that are meant to be making a comeback. If you wear skinny jeans, it's a dead giveaway that you're a millennial.
You know,
the Gen Zers are like, no. Oversized. Baggy jeans are the way to go.
My son is in the baggy jeans.
Nah.
Bell bottom.
None of
I think everything 60s, is still in. Yeah, but it's very much now as well.
Okay.
Boot cut. Low cut. Butt crack showers, I like to call it. I'm not into a low cut
low waist,
butt crack shower.
Yeah,
when you bend over and you can see the G-banger.
Yeah, the whale's tail.
Stonewashed, do you remember? Did you have a pair of stonewashed?
I have a grey and black sort of stonewashed jean. Good. I love them.
Current.
Still have them. I love them so much.
They're not living their second life?
No. They are the real deal. Oh. I think they're Wranglers as well.
There was make your own rips like a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that? Did you make your own rips?
No, I bought rip jeans already.
Well, pay more than you should for jeans because someone else ripped them.
Yeah.
Coloured jeans, the best jeans ever that were ever invented. What do you reckon? Best jeans ever invented.
Stonewash? No. Acid wash.
No. Oh, acid wash. I forgot about those.
Acid wash. Nudie jeans. They were my favourite.
What's a nudie jean?
Nudie was the brand. Nudie was the brand, and it had the wax sheet coating over the
Did
top of the black
like
ones.
You could see everything. Is that
no, one? No, no, no. It's just the brand. Nudie. I don't know. It's just nudie. No.
Stretch.
Oh.
Stretch was the greatest invention of all. Can you ever? Are you a stretch now that you've got on?
There's not much room to move in these, to be honest.
You've got
to
have stretch, otherwise it's too uncomfortable. I'm not a very big jeans person, but here we go. Jennifer Lopez has taken jeans to a whole new level. I really hope this is not going to take off. They're called the dirty jeans.
Show me.
I'm going to show you. They just look like she fell in a puddle and just decided to keep going. Apparently, that's the new thing. They're oversized and seriously look like they really need a good wash.
It's like she's been under a car doing some work on
actually,
her engine or something.
Actually, she does. Yeah. She does. Well, that's the thing. Apparently, according to Vogue, the dirty jeans are coming.
There you go. Look out for dirty jeans.
The Gina and Maddie podcast.
For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au.